To all the haters and naysayers out there who said we'd never make it to episode 82, well, we did it, baby. Woo! The episode starts now.
Welcome to Good Vibes with Chris, Dean, Troy, and Jorge.
Fuck the naysayers, they don't mean a thing.
That's right.
On this week's episode, we have...
Welcome back. We're here to find out if Dean will choose which hard sci-fi film he loves the best. Will he choose Raised by Wolves, or will he choose The Foundation? I don't know what year it is. I don't know what episode. The last few days have been a blur. Space and time are losing its grip on me. But if you're hearing this, that can only mean one thing. Find out now on the Good Vibes Podcast. You crab crawling roly polies and never take me alive.
I don't know if The Foundation.
Wow.
Just really good show. Huge fan of that. Just Lee Pace is amazing in that show. I cannot express to you how good of a villain he is. I mean, as like a fleshed out villain, not just like Guardians of the Galaxy villain.
Mm-hmm.
And The Foundation is very good, but dude, Raised by Wolves is nuts, man. Just when you think you know what's going to happen, something crazy happens. And it's... Mm-hmm. The themes are way out there. You know, you've got artificial intelligence, atheism, super religion, tie-ins to, like, you know... All the way back to, like, when the Catholic Church was doing the...
Inquisition?
Yes. Inquisition or and all the crusades.
Inquisition, let it rain. The Inquisition.
And this one's called again, Dean. What's it called again?
Raised by Wolves.
Raised by Wolves, and it's on what?
HBO.
Oh, right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into our TikToks of the week and our brand new game that we are going to unveil, DJ Battle.
Did you just cut Dean off?
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I haven't watched that show, so.
Which one?
No need to talk about it.
Whatever. I let you talk. What are you talking about?
Jorge was asking me a question. I almost got him to watch one episode.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Yeah, right. He would watch. That's something we should do. Can you record yourself trying to watch one of those shows?
I know.
See how long you will take?
Before you got on, I asked Jorge if he had watched.
I was able to get a lot of it done. It's just that the Netflix here at the house, my parents are in the valley and they're watching it. My sister's watching it.
Oh, so just like,
we've hit our max users. So
hit me up. I got you.
All right.
Cool beans. I guess we'll
and
start
I don't
want to
use
that.
My
we'll
ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I got you though. All right, we're back, and before we get into TikTok of the week, I want to get into our movie of the week, and I want to go.
The movie of the week. On the movie of the week.
And I want to go ahead and apologize to you and everyone because I was caught so off guard
last episode, I literally thought it was Jorge's responsibility to choose. I didn't even think about it, look it up, nothing. And so I wanted Psych of Time. I went with something that I thought would be like good movie for everybody. But we'll see. Let's get into it. The movie of the week is Stargate.
Can you do the synopsis?
I know that you know it very well. One thing I will say is the very first thing that came to mind as I started watching this movie is that the beginning of this movie is so similar to the beginning of The Fifth Element. I wish I was watching The Fifth Element. That's the first thought. It's like, damn, I wish I was watching The Fifth Element instead.
mine was anytime you see Egypt in the 1920s to 1930s, it's probably a good movie. If that's how the movie starts.
Yeah.
This might be the worst movie that starts like that out of all the movies that start like that. But that's only because the movies that do start like this are excellent.
Yeah, that's true.
This movie was terrible.
Come on. Yeah. Did you even watch it? This
movie. Yes, I watched it.
You're going off memory.
1994.
It's terrible.
Sci-fi adventure movie starring James Spader and Kurt Russell and a young Jimon Hunsu.
Yeah, when I saw James Spader,
and
James Spader in Mummies always reminds me of the mannequin, and therefore I just couldn't.
He wasn't in the movie, The Mannequin.
Yeah, he was. He was the villain.
Oh, was he?
He was the guy that was like, excuse me.
That's right. He played all smarmy. That was so.
And he had that hair.
Love it.
And so I was just thinking that the mannequin was going to show up singing, "Hamanamanahaya."
Ron's played by Jake Davidson. He was a model, and then he was in one movie, and he got an Oscar nomination for that one movie, Crying Game.
Wow, you're right.
And then he wanted to quit acting. He did not like being famous.
Oh, okay.
And they paid him $1 million to come back and do this. Ended up being his last movie. He only did two movies. He got Oscar nominated for his first role, and then he played Raw in this.
I mean, okay, who did it better, him or 300? You know, it's like the same kind of, you know, androgynous character. Why do they always make Egyptians androgynous? What's up with
Raw?
Here's the same thing I told Sarah, because she watched it with me.
Yeah.
And she's like, is that a guy or a girl? And I said, I just love how you can't tell because somebody has mascara on.
That's all it is. That's all it takes.
It's mascara, and then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, that person is. I don't know what I'm looking at here. And it's just mascara.
That's it. That's all it takes.
Like, how did they do that without mirrors? Or did they have somebody else do it? Like,
without mirrors?
Oh, the makeup.
Oh, yeah, they had somebody.
Yeah, of course.
Slaves, dude.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. The
royal penis is slaves. Clean.
So this is a modern day Egypt professor, Daniel Jackson, who's played by James Spader in this movie. Yes. Not the same.
Great 90s mullet in this
one. It's not even a mullet. It's just like a bush.
It's a wolf cut. That's what's going on now.
Right. That's what my kids have. Yes. And suicidal Army Colonel Jack O'Neill unlock the code of an interstellar gateway to an ancient Egypt-like world, and it is ruled by a despotic Ra, who holds the key to Earth travelers' safe return. So in order to escape their intergalactic purgatory, Jackson and O'Neill must convince the planet's people that Ra must be overthrown. This terrible. Has a 7.1 on IMDb.
Boom!
It's very high.
Boom!
It has a 53 on Rotten Tomatoes and a 42 on Metacritic.
Ouch.
This was on
First
Roger
of its kind.
Ebert's worst movies of all time for over a decade.
It's better than BC. I'll tell you that much.
BC. Are you talking about BC? Are you talking about the...
It's about cave person or whatever.
Yeah.
Also directed by the same director.
Shut the fuck up.
10,000 BC. The remake was directed by Roland Emmerich.
That makes so much sense. It's a continuation of that one character story.
James Spader took this job for the money.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But Kurt, that's the other thought that came to mind was Kurt Russell was working on his character for the Marine and or the soldier in Holter. This movie.
Holter, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna figure this out real quick. My next movie will make me more money. So
I only like there's. The special effects are excellent. And
yeah,
just
right?
Like I said with Blade Runner.
They hold up.
Yes, they do hold up. It's wild how well they hold up.
Yeah.
And there was some Blade Runner-esque effects in this with the pyramids mm-hmm. and the lighting. And I love that the concept is that the pyramids are just a landing pad for the UFOs. Mm-hmm. Home base landing pad. Mm-hmm.
Like a docking cool. system?
Yes, like a docking system. Like, here's the wireless charger we put the spaceship on.
Yeah, like, in the dark, like, they're, like, trying to, like, get it in right when you're trying to hook up.
Yeah, yeah. there's a bunch of stuff that was stupid about the movie.
I mean, anytime you put like military
hair,
yes.
opening hair, like, oh, he's obviously been out of the military for a long time.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's got like a surfer. He looked like, you know, and then like you've been reactivated. He's like, how long has this guy been on like suicide watch? And then he exactly. shows up with the buzz cut.
Y'all ever see? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You stopped us.
Go ahead.
Did y'all ever see? Oh, did y'all ever see the James Spader movie with Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh yeah,
and the dude with the dude from Mannequin.
Yeah, Andrew McCarthy.
Yeah,
where
below zero or less than zero?
Less than zero.
He died where Robert Downey Jr. dies at the end.
Oh yeah,
he's the what's his name is the drug dealer.
Yeah.
First movie I ever saw James Spader in. I love James Spader.
Oh, really?
I think he's a good actor.
I think he's an awesome actor.
Yeah. I love Blacklist.
I was going to ask you guys, are you into Blacklist? So many people like that show, and I don't know why.
I watched the first two seasons, and I think there was a strike or something. I don't know.
What happens to these heartthrob actors of the late 80s that make them look so weird as old men?
They got old.
Yeah, but why does he have to wear a fucking, like, a trench coat and a fucking weird hat and a scarf in every episode because he got old? Like,
we know how actors are.
Just
age
gracefully, bro. Like,
build my... he gained 80 pounds.
I know, so he's like, let me cover myself up with his coat and his hat and his scarf.
Do you remember, this came out maybe... Well, this came out while we were in high school. It was a James Spader movie where he was on a space station.
Hmm.
And he was like ripped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know.
And, hold on, I'm gonna look it up. But that's the last time James Spader looked like a movie star.
I was talking to somebody at work the other day. Her name is Mary Reed. She was training with us, and she brought up a movie, and we were both like talking about movies that you're like. Like, kind of like Kazam situation. Like, are they real? Did we make them up? Fever dream movies is what she called it. And I fucking love that. There's a lot of those. And this is one of them.
He did a bunch of fever dream movies. They blend together, man.
Absolutely.
Like, so we were sitting there and Sarah sat down and goes, oh, it's James Spader. I like a lot of his movies. Or she said something and I was like,
which one?
He's in a lot of creepy, weird sexual.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
like, Sex Lies and Videotape.
Or 2 Days in the Valley.
Ooh.
Or
I love 2 Days in the Valley. That character, I loved his character in that. The whole, stopwatch thing. Like, you have a minute of your, this is the last minute of your life. You know, I love that one, the whole thing.
Yeah, he's pretty creepy.
All through the 90s, he was in the creepy movies. Mm-hmm. There was no movie he was in that wasn't creepy in the 90s, except for maybe this one.
Yeah, where the girls would talk about sex to him
mm-hmm.
while he filmed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Crash.
Oh, yeah, Crash. That one's really creepy. That reminds me of Rant. When I was reading Rant, I thought of this movie.
Yeah, it's very similar concepts.
That one part of the book is literally the same idea.
Yes.
And I love that movie because Holly Hunter is my Hollywood crush. And she's very, very naughty in this film.
So in the 2000s, he didn't do a lot. And then he came back to television and The Practice. The last season of The Practice, he played Alan Short. And then he got a spinoff on Boston Legal.
That's right.
Which Boston Legal is dope. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but that would be it.
Boston Public.
Which was also, they were all connected to
singles. Boston Common!
And then he was Robert California.
Oh, that's right. He was so good as that, too.
Yeah.
That was good.
So, and then The Blacklist now. But yeah.
What is your rating before we move on?
My rating for this?
Yeah.
Man, the special effects are so good. But that's it.
Yeah. It's not really memorable. I gotta admit, too.
High special effects.
I did not finish it either. I'll be 100% honest with you.
I'm the only person that finished it, I guess.
But yeah, I got really close. I got really close. I just...
I finished it.
You finished it? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'll be better next time. And
out of all the movies we've watched, this is my second to least favorite. It's not the worst.
Oh, wow.
I think that Ninja Turtles is worse.
Oh, that's a lie.
Wow, shots fired. Shots fired.
Whoa. What are you talking? I'm over here trying to celebrate my daughter's 13th birthday with some presents and some cake. And then I hear some blasphemy like that. Don't make me come over there.
Sorry,
that
man.
Is just horrible, bro.
Well, I will say this for that movie. Like, why was it so dark? Like, I like dark movies, but that was like way dark. Like, you couldn't even see some shots sometimes. The Ninja Turtles, like, they Ninja just Turtles? Needed to open up that aperture just a little bit. It was really dark.
Well, I think that was
part of the style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
They come from the gutters and
yeah,
it's old. It's basically an 80s movie.
What is that?
That's
sound?
Why it was dark.
Do you know that happens sometimes in the old 80s movies where the sound quality, like something about it where it sounds like it's inside of like a can? Do you know what I'm talking about? There's like this weird hollow sound sometimes in like old movies.
Sometimes. But another thing is you're getting older.
Oh, I am, dude. I think I'm losing my hearing a little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting a sound bar. Soon because
yeah, I can't hear the movie. Fucking TV, dude. Oh yeah. My god, I was literally it was up in the 50, it was like 40 or 50 on my TV.
Oh my
I
god, looked,
but I don't know, some things I don't know if it's just our TVs, but I swear to god, different streaming stuff or different even movies sometimes, the sound is all over the place. Like some things just are way quieter than others, and I don't know why. And so I asked Ashley, I was like, is this quiet to you too? And so, yeah, it was. So I definitely want to get a sound bar too.
I've got a good suggestion for you. I've been researching it for a while.
Oh, cool. Awesome. All right, Jorge, you are on the clock, sir. You are picking the next movie of the week.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I need a Netflix guide. I can't see anything. All right. Because
you are going to be missing next week, right?
Yeah.
So we can skip and then come back to him. So you want to skip him and
He goes twice in a row.
Okay.
He'll go
twice in a row.
Because we're going Snake.
Okay, so then who is it? It's
Troy.
Troy then, yeah. So it's you, Troy. Oh, he picked Caddyshack, so it's you, Dean.
No, wait.
That's Troy's turn again.
Hold on.
Hey, shoot. You know what movie is almost worse?
It would be my turn again.
Yeah, it would. Troy, pick the next Karate Kid.
Well, then you pick it.
No. It's too old. Oh, the next Karate Kid.
Yeah,
the
next.
No.
All right.
If you want to talk about movies that are just god awful, the next Karate Kid was like
there. Is that your pick? That's your pick.
Oh, no,
that's your pick.
He's not going to be here.
I'm not. Well,
it's his pick. We can still talk about it.
It's a hard one to watch through. I don't want to. We can't do two hard ones to watch. Like
the next Karate Kid's on Netflix.
Yeah.
With Hilary Swank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we should totally watch that.
Let's watch it. What's the movie of the year? It's
1994. It hits the...
All right. Yeah, well, that's barely. What we're watching. Fucking next Karate Kid.
All right. Well, it's a hard watch. I'm not going to lie.
But hold on. He goes twice. If he's not here next week, who's going to choose the movie for next week?
You are.
Hey, got to give us another one.
Yeah.
Give us another one, Jorge.
Oh, he picks twice. Okay.
Man. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Here,
all right. I'm going to make it good. I'm going to make it good. I'm going to make it good.
And I'll look for it and then I'll tell you if it qualifies. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, you can always Google it. Yeah. Google Netflix movies before 1994.
Yeah. Doing drama. Here we go.
Drama. A little drama too.
Drama. Or what about some comedy?
No, we just got comedy with Karate Kid 2.
That's not comedy.
It's not
talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, okay. See, I'm just going through some of these.
This is the worst pick.
You
know what?
Oh my god. Okay, here's a good one. Oh yeah.
No. I'm gonna do a wartime movie.
Okay.
Since everybody wants to be all war. Like I need like an old school movie. Like an old school.
How about a River Road?
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. That's the two. Is it
No. Yeah, that qualifies.
That's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, it's a 3-hour movie.
I can't. I won't watch it.
Yeah, I know you won't.
Okay.
TSD.
Okay. How about
River Runs Through It?
No.
How about Memphis Belle?
Yeah. Yes. Memphis Belle. Okay.
Memphis Belle, a story. Memphis Belle. That's in 1944. That's only a 45-minute watch.
Perfect. Okay? I love it. It's only 45-minute long movie.
Yeah. 1944. Memphis Belle.
Perfect. I got 45 minutes. Funny story about that movie. We rented it while my dad had his whole family in town. The family decided to go out to Trader's Village, and we didn't want to go. So my cousin, myself, and my brother stayed behind, and we went on the search for one of those tapes that don't have labels on it, and we found one, and we watched the heck out of it. And VCRs they're great. But they weren't like super well developed. So, and ours was kind of old and we were like doing way too much. Like we were trying to break this down like John Madden and Al Michaels, and we were pausing, we were rewinding, we were fast forwarding, we were freeze framing, we were hitting all the buttons, and so much so that the tape just got stuck in the VCR. So me, my cousin, and my brother are on.
What tape was it?
It's a naughty tape, Troy. Doesn't have a label on it. It's a tape that nobody's supposed to know exists, right? And my dad's whole family, his mother, his father, cousins, uncles, everybody's in town. They're just out of the house. And so my brother, my cousin, and us are stuck. Got the tape stuck. We're trying to like figure out how to eject it. My dad's on his way home from work. So we're under the clock. We don't know what to do. And we're trying to do everything we can to get it out. It's stuck. It does a thing where it, like, you remember old school VCRs would do this thing where it tries to eject.
It
comes out and then it goes back in. It comes out and goes back in. And so my dad gets home from work and we don't have it out yet. And so we just scatter. And then my dad's like, hey, you know, we have some time before everybody gets back. Do you guys want to watch Memphis Belle? I know we just rented it. And you guys are really excited. No, we don't want to watch that. We're going to go do something else. Come on, let's watch the movie. and then we just like go hide basically in my room. And then we hear my dad futzing around with the tape and like about to try to put it in. And then he realizes there's a tape stuck in, and he calls my brother only out. And so me and my cousin stay in the room, and we're just like so scared about what's about to happen. But here's the wrinkle in the whole thing is that he can only get a certain level of mad because it's his tape, and his family, his dad and mom are coming home now, so he's got to get the tape out of the VCR before his mom and dad come home. And we made it through. Yeah. We made it through. We all survived. Nobody got hurt. Tape got out. Everything worked out.
Drink everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Was it a good video?
It was a great video.
Did your dad have good taste?
Dude, great taste. Great taste.
There's no way.
Great taste. And it's like to this day, one of my favorites of all time.
No way.
I swear to God. It was just a perfect collection of, I don't know how, it was like somebody curated this. It wasn't just one. It was like a collection of stuff. So awesome stuff. But, and then on top of that weekend, we were at a gas station. We were going to Six Flags and we were picking our sodas and I was at the soda fountain. And I don't know if it was on purpose, but we're sitting there and my dad's looking at me and I'm trying to like decide what soda I want to get. And he's like, decisions, decisions, huh? And I shit you not, that is like one of the lines dropped in the porn. So I was like, oh God, he knows. He's just trying to like test me. Like, were you watching that? Did you watch that part when he said that, you little fucking perv?
Well, what's interesting is, when did your dad find the time to watch that?
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? Who freaking knows? I didn't even think about that. I never thought about that. That's interesting. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I just late put night? That in your mind.
Late now. I don't want to know. That was a shared experience, I guess. Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough. That's a wrinkle. When you got the kids, you know, privacy. You know that. You guys know that. You don't get a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Figure that out.
Wow. Awesome. So let's go ahead now and get into our talks of the week. You guys sent me some of your favorite TikToks that you've seen over the last week. And let's go ahead, because I don't ever keep track of the order. Let's go with Jorge Antonio Becerra.
Yes, mine is in honor of Mardi Gras. There's this kid that's trying to get beads. And he's like, please don't throw them at me. And the guy goes, wham, throws those beads on him. And it's not just like two or three. It's a lot of beads.
Yeah, it's like a handful. Together.
Yeah, but you know what? Kid,
come on. He did. He was like, please throw something at me. He didn't even say throw beads to me. He said, so throw something at me.
And the guy says, please don't.
It just tossed it. No,
he said, please don't throw that.
He was begging for something. He was begging for it. He got it, though.
Please don't throw that.
He was begging for it. He got it though. Because like the kid didn't have the hands to catch him and it hit him right in the face, man. Right in the face.
Yeah, good. Screw that kid.
That was awesome. All right, Dean, what about you, bro?
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
I can't remember what I sent.
I got you. So you sent us one of my favorite things. It's a Devin Clark comedy. He takes some of our favorite shows from the yesteryear and like gives us like a really fun trailer with a cool ass voiceover, and it's funny as shit.
His favorites to do are Star Trek and Knight Rider.
And A-Team. A-Team's a good one. That's where he started, A-Team. I think. He started with A-Team.
And he just gives this ridiculous synopsis last time on Knight Rider, or last time on Star Trek, or last time on the A-Team.
One of my favorite things that he does, though, is he takes, because they're already ridiculous scenarios in all of those shows. Yes. And then he adds to the ridiculousness of it by changing kind of the context and just like describing the video as the episode. And it's just really funny. This one's called Robot Fight.
Previously on Star Trek The Next Generation, Data found out he had a brother named Lore. He was just like Data, but evil. Lore was disassembled, and they had to put him back together with a positronic dildo. It took hours. Lore started plotting on Data right away. Walking around, talking shit, twitching, he roofied Data, stole his clothes, and kicked him in the head. Then he beat up Worf. Caught him with a backhand, Worf hit the wall and slid down slow. Data, Wesley, and Wesley's mama tried to stop Lore from taking over the ship. Wesley's mama ran up with a phaser. Lore took it from her like she was a baby, told her to get lost, and take this with you. Robot fight. Lore threw a barrel, then threw his body. Touch pass from Data sent Lore flying to the transporter. Wesley energized and sent Lore to another episode.
Yes, it's a
really stand-up comedian, and this is like his little niche social
great voice thing. He has an awesome voiceover voice. All right, Troy, what you got for us, bro?
So it was really hard. I was actually, and I wish I would have done it now, but that comedian you were talking about earlier, I forget his name now, but that guy, the New York guy, who, what was his name?
Oh, Chris D'Elia.
Yeah. I was going to choose one with him talking about Ninja Turtles and how...
Oh, I saw that. It was a great video.
With every Ninja Turtle was released on his birthday.
Yeah.
So I was going to do that one, but instead one won me over, and that is a clip from Impractical Jokers, and they've got Sal... trapped in this cage with a bucket of fried chicken, and the cage is completely covered, and then he realizes what he's in there with, because starting to rip apart the cage are bears, because they smell the chicken. And
are you facing the direction of the bear?
Shut the f- up.
Oh, knock.
Sal, we're gonna need you to stick some chicken in the cage.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Be careful, Sal. They smell fear.
You don't understand what their breath sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh my god! What the f just happened? What the f just happened?
Sal. He's right in your earlobe.
Sal, you've got two bears.
You have two bears.
You're having a picnic. What are we doing?
You're almost done. They're almost done with the chicken.
This is f***ed up. This is f***ed up.
And so it's him basically freaking out and throwing chicken through the cage to get the bears away. And then the guys start throwing chicken at him. So it's pretty hilarious. Pretty good one.
Nice. Hell yeah. Mine is a guy on a date with somebody.
And dude, this was so funny.
He goes to ask to use the restroom, and he sees a squatty potty, and he's never seen one before. He asks her, what is it? She says, it's a squatty potty. Go ahead and use it if you want to. And he doesn't necessarily know how to use it. So the first thing he thinks of to do is to step on it so he can take a leak, and the enjoyment.
Go down the hall, and then it's to the left.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Great.
Hey, real quick, so what's this stool in front of your toilet? Do you have like a kid or something?
Oh, that's my new squatty potty.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. I should put it away, right. But well, you can use it if you want.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's my new squatty potty.
So where are those wine glasses we were talking about?
I think you should go.
Yeah.
I think you should.
I'll
yeah.
Enjoyment takes him higher, and it's really awesome because it's a Creed song, and who doesn't love Creed?
It's fantastic. I could not stop laughing.
So let's go now.
What?
Can you take
who doesn't love Creed?
He starts spinning around while he's peeing.
He's peeing and spinning around because he's peeing at a height and a level that he's never had the experience.
He's standing on the squatty potty.
That's what it's like to be tall, guys. You ever do that? You ever step on something and you're like, man, this is so weird. I would love to be this tall. I do it all the time.
Being able to pee from a really high height is
it's fun.
Fun.
Yeah, adding a little extra, you know, I would love to be 6'7".
I'm excited to get back. I'm excited to get back in a house situation because I love peeing outside. It's one of my favorite things.
That's not like a
I'm going to take when thing. I take my dog out, I'm going to pee outside. Every time Remy pees, I will pee also.
You know you have neighbors.
That is pretty nice.
right?
That's really
nice. Yeah, even backyard, into the backyard. Bro. Yeah, it's not like you. Are you moving into a house on like 3 acres?
No.
No, you're moving into the suburb, and there's two-story yes. houses.
And
all
houses
around.
Got so much closer together, man. There's one neighborhood we went to, and you can literally touch both houses.
Yeah,
it was insane.
I know what neighborhood that is.
So crazy! I've never seen anything like it.
Pretty nice.
It is nice. It's very nice.
So you don't have a yard.
That's, yeah, that's and then the fences touch, and so it's like nice. Yeah, it's not bad. And then one, there's no. Yeah, it's all cool. It's cool. Like it. So yeah, that was Talks of the Week. Thank you guys for that. That was good shit. And that brings us to our brand new game.
Yeah, baby!
The Origin.
Fight every battle, everywhere, always. In your mind, everyone is your enemy. Everyone is your friend. Every possible series of events is happening all at once. Live that way, and nothing will surprise you.
For the main event of the evening, we have this DJ battle.
The origins of this game go back a long time, as me and Troy spent many an hour hotboxing his car back in the day, skis. And one of our favorite things to do when we did that was battle each other with music. And that's what this is. We're going to play DJ for you. There are certain rules involved in this game. We are going to start with a theme. One of us is going to choose a song. The other one has a chance to rebut that song. The catch is that song has to be connected to the previous song in either genre, artist, or play on words with the title.
Type of song.
Type of song, genre. That's what genre means.
Yeah, genre.
And so those are your options. And you go back and forth. You and it's this round is me versus Troy. We will battle it out. You guys will be the judge. I want you to judge on creativity of the actual song, if you like it or you don't like it. The strength of the connection. So it's almost like, think about like 6 degrees of separation when it comes to Kevin Bacon movies. It's kind of like that. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. So Troy is starting out, and we are starting out with the genre of 90s music. That's where we're starting, 90s music. That was the theme, and he is choosing first. Troy, tell everybody who you are choosing and what song.
I am choosing Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. And yeah, that's the start of this battle.
It's got a weird intro. Why does it have to have an intro? There we go. Oh, this is like the movie version.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of, cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks
but I never cross them.
I like that.
All right, sorry to cut you off. Okay, so now I'm going to rebut that with my song. And that song was Gangster's Paradise. So my first thought was to try.
Did you tell him how the scoring
works? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. You motherfucker.
Okay. One to five. Right, I'm just making sure.
You. So yeah, okay. So he chose Gangster's Paradise. So my first thought was to come, but I don't like my first choice. So I'm going to go with another thing. Using that philosophy. I'm going with Board is in just a second. Okay, so that's round one. He came with Gangster's Paradise. I came back with Paradise by Dashboard. You guys write down your score for that 5-point grading scale. It's like gymnastics
for each song.
So his song, my song, you're grading it again on creativity, on did it fulfill the theme? Does it fulfill the connection? All that stuff.
Okay.
So you can grade it, a 1 through 5. Okay. All right. Troy's round two. You're coming back with what? Round two.
Yeah, round two. I'm playing off his choice, and I'm going with artist, and I'm choosing the same artist, and I'm choosing Meatloaf. Life is a Lemon. I want my money back.
But there won't be all this like dead air, but here we go.
It's my favorite Meatloaf song, by the way.
Yeah, it's not. I've never heard a Meatloaf song like this, actually.
Yeah, it's my number one. I love Meatloaf. And when you do it right in my wheelhouse.
So that was Meatloaf.
Oh, you didn't come in with the...
Well, I mean, they can go back and listen if they want to. I don't have to listen to the whole song. But that was Meatloaf, Life is a Lemon. I am going back with... I'm choosing to... When he said, give me my money back, that was something that I latched onto. So I'm coming back with Ben Folds 5, Song for the Dumped. And this is round two.
And they all stay linked because you're all linking through the whole... You've got to have a link through the whole thing. Don't play your songs longer than mine now.
I'm not. I'm cutting it off. All right. All right. Now that was round two.
Round two.
So this is the final round. All right. It's on you.
So I went with genre. And did breakup songs, and I did Dashboard Confessional, which actually connects us all the way back to the first round as well. That's what I was kind of connection.
Because of the Paradise by the Dead. So maybe you can give him double points if you want to, or give him an extra point for that. I don't care. That's pretty good. I like that. And this bottle of Beast is taking me home. I'm cuddling close to blankets and sheets, but you're not alone. I was obsessed with the song.
Yes, this is an amazing song. I'm reading your note over again, and there's not a word that I comprehend except when you signed it.
This one go a little bit. This one gets a bit. No, it's not gonna make it. I'm sorry.
Just, you got
it. Yeah, that's it. That's. I mean, we got all the way to the hook, yeah, and text along. But yes, that's Dashboard Confessional with Fidelity. I'm going to focus on the confessional part, and I'm coming back with Usher Confession Part 2. Hello? No. I'm going to call you back. And who sees me so gone, so wrong? Sitting at home, thinking about me. I think I owned you on this one, brother. But you probably
believe you gotta. No. And it never would do the things I'm about to tell you I've done. Brace yourself, it ain't good. It would be even worse if you heard this from somebody else. I mean, you did good on this one, but
okay.
I don't know, we'll see.
So hopefully that was easy enough to follow along. First round, why don't you reveal your scores for our picks, please, sir? And you can go whoever wants to go first, Dean or Jorge.
Chris, I gave you 3. Troy, I gave you 4.
You son of a bitch. Hold on, I'm write this down.
Yeah.
You do same?
Same, yeah.
Oh, no. All right, 3-4 on that. Troy is definitely in the lead. Okay.
Oh, we're going to do more?
No, that was round one, and now you also do the same grading for round two? Oh, that was – you did it for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
so we could do that.
We can do that. That's fine. I'll take the loss. I'll take the L.
Woo! I won! Yeah, baby! Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Now, Jorge's not going to be here next week.
It's all right. You can go against either Ray if he's here with us, or Dean. Winner goes on.
Winner stays. Yeah.
Sure, that's fine. Winner stays. That's cool.
So I play Dean next week.
Yeah. So yeah, that'll be awesome. So that's our new game. It's called DJ Battle. Battling with songs through genre and 6 degrees of separation.
Hell yeah, man. That was great. That was awesome.
Hopefully it comes out. I'm going to try to make it, you know, that's something I love is music. I did that. We did the singing competition where I played, you know, we did blind, you know, competition. So this is another wrinkle. We'll try this out. I think it's fun. Hopefully it works out. You know, we've played this game many, many hours again in your car back in the day. That's cool. Yes. Troy, you also have a little time here for what I guess you're calling it Nerd Corner.
Is that Nerd Corner?
Nerd Corner.
Welcome to Nerd Corner. Actually, if you'll give me 1 second, I didn't know I was up. Let me go get my things. It'd take me 2 seconds.
Okie dokie. 3 seconds.
You get the full mask.
Right? Oh, my God. Is he? Oh, my God. You're right. Oh, God. Yes. I hope so. Like, he's had it under his clothes this whole time. He's behind his car right now, like, changing.
Yeah. So, in the text message, he wanted to do this segment. I said he could do it if he was in cosplay. But he's not. He went to board games.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. All right. Welcome to Nerd Corner. And today, my spotlight is going to be on two games, same game, different flavors. First up, we got Horrified, right? This game right here is a co-op game. You play with your friends. Basically, you are battling these monsters that you see old movie monsters. We got Dracula, you got Frankenstein, you got the Bride of Frankenstein, you got the Mummy, you got the Invisible Man.
On the cover.
What'd you say?
He's not seen on the cover.
The Invisible Man is on the cover. He's right here.
Hell yeah. Best game ever.
You got Wolfman, you got the creature from Black Lagoon. It's a co-op game. Basically, you choose a character. That character has special power. You have actions to do things, to go places, to pick up items. You must complete different objectives to kill the monster, so you have to go and do different things. Each monster is different. The hardest monster on here is Frankenstein and his bride. But yeah, it's a really fun game. Also, same genre, same game. You have Horrified American Monsters, and basically same basic concept, different monsters. You have Mothman, the Howler from the Ozarks, you got Chupacabra, you got Bigfoot, you got the Screaming Banshee, and you got the New Jersey Devil. Little bit different flavor. If I was grading them on a grade scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best, 1 being the worst, I would say Horrified, the first one, gets a 5, and this one gets a 4.2. I feel like they're both great games. You can find these. Normally, games that I play are specialty games that you'd find at a specialty shop. But these you can find at Target. And they're a lot of fun. You play them with your friends. Not too hard to learn once you get it down. It's a living card game, meaning you'll never play the same game twice. Different things happen. Each not only do you have a turn, but the monsters have a turn too. So you're playing against the monsters. So, you know, you can get a couple of friends together and, you know,
so much fun. Yeah. It's a blast, man. And you can take it as far as you want to with like turning it into like making it as much of a role-playing game as you want to, right? You can like,
yeah,
you can take it that far if you want to go that far, and you can be in character and play the game in character. But it's so much fun either way. Like, we're always trying to save as many villagers as possible when we play, and it's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to save the villagers. The whole goal of the game is to either beat all the monsters. Well, really it is. It's to beat all the monsters before the cards run out. Because once the turn cards run out, that's the end of the game. So you want you're kind of racing the clock, but you only have six lives. So if you die more than six times or you kill more than six villagers, that game's over. So
how often did the cards run out?
I think we played it like probably about five times, and I think it's only happened once.
Yeah. Yeah, it just depends on how many monsters you do, because you can choose. You choose at the beginning of the game of what monsters you want to choose. And easy games are usually two monsters. Medium games are three. And a hard game would be like
all of
Frankenstein
them.
And his... Well, not, I've never done all of them. I think that's almost impossible.
Yeah, especially in the new one.
Like four. Yeah, the new one is tough.
So many.
But yeah, great stuff. Also wanted to, and I'll talk more about this in coming weeks, but Fan Fest is coming up. And all your favorites from Lord of the Rings will be there. Sam, all the Hobbits are going to be there.
Is it a Fan Fest or Fan Expo?
Fan Expo, that's what I meant to say. Thank you. Fan Expo. And who I'm actually going to go see and get a picture taken with. I'm sad that he's not signing autographs, but I'm going to see William Zabka, Johnny from Karate Kid.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to go get a picture as my Father's Day gift. I'm going to pay $100 to go get a picture with Johnny.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be there? I've been to one of these. It's super fun.
Yeah, that's something that Jay Ashley Silent loves doing Bob, too.
All Jay the Hobbits.
Yeah, he said all of them.
Ming-Na Wen from The Mandalorian or from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Martin Cove, William Zabka, Peyton List, who's on Cobra Kai. Giancarlo Esposito. Brent Spiner, LeVar Burton. Bubbles, Julian, and Ricky will be there.
I can see
from the Trailer Park Boys.
It's in a book. Just take a look.
All the guys from Clerks will be there. Michael Rooker will be there from Guardians of the Galaxy, The Walking Dead, and some other Kevin Smith movies. Mallrats.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind. And
he stink palmed him.
Yes. When I went a couple years ago, it had the Back to the Future cast was there.
Yeah.
And the cast of Smallville. So Michael J. Fox was there. It's a cool thing. There's a lot, if you're into collectibles or pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take or
art.
Art. They have lots of art. Mm-hmm. Lots of art.
A lot of beautiful independent artists. Where you can buy prints and one of a kind stuff, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's in June. Nice. It's gonna be hot.
Hell yeah!
But can't wait. Might even do. Might even do. A little YouTube shout out while I'm there.
Do it. Try get an interview, bro.
Yeah.
No, some of them were doing the little glass in between on those meet and greets. Some of them, we'll see. Maybe they'll have something like that.
It's all sorts of stuff. I mean, there's some really cool Lego displays.
Nice.
But that's Nerd's Corner. Short and sweet this week. It's a growing. Seggy, so
yeah, I hate that word. Yes, it is. Everything is growing here, guys. Please hit us up. Let us know what you want from us. What do you want us to talk about? Is there a show we're missing out on? Is there something we need to get into? Obviously, I think we talked about maybe Yellowstone. There's Euphoria is huge on Twitter. It's blowing up, taking over Twitter. A lot of good shit out there. Let us know if we're not hitting on something that you want us to talk about. We're going to try new things out, new games. We'll bring new content to you. And you can hang out with us in person. I'm going to be at the Addison Improv this Thursday watching one of our homies, Flo Hernandez. It's his birthday. He's headlining a cool comedy show at the Addison Improv on Thursday. He's going to be with us over there at the Look Cinemas starting St. Patty's Day every other week after that on Thursdays, leading into Refried Movies. It's going to be on the 21st. We are going to be refrying or remixing, if you will, an old classic movie, having fun with it, and hopefully we can get a lot of people out and really making it an immersive experience where you get to be a part of the action. So yeah, check that out. And then we'll also be hosting, we're going to be doing a Metaverse and Chill also with Billy Sin on Wednesdays, leading right into that way funny comedy show at Look Cinemas starting next month, man. March is going to be big.
Cool. Can't wait. It's going to be exciting.
Absolutely.
It's going to be huge.
Huge, huge, huge. We'll have a party, housewarming party coming soon. So, I don't know. I put it out there on our Facebook group page. You can join us there as well on the Good Vibes Familia. Put it out there. We are going out there on Thursday again. Anybody is welcome to join us. 8 o'clock, Addison Improv. Okay.
I'm gonna try.
Mm-hmm. Cool beans. Yeah. Cool beans. Cool beans.
Three of a kind. Three of a kind.
Hold on. I got to take a short break. You guys, it's the three of a kind. All right. So this week, it's going to be Troy, Chris, Jorge, Dean. And we're talking about our favorite computer games.
I thought it was a new video.
Or video games.
I thought it was music videos.
No, no, no. Oh, yeah, I thought we were doing music videos. What did you say?
Music videos, yes. Music videos, 90s studios.
Yeah.
But not more than 2010.
Well, my first one definitely doesn't go.
You first?
In. Yeah, yes. I'm first.
Okay, cool.
Because I was last week.
As usual.
So I am going to choose Zombie by the Cranberries.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Zombie by the Cranberries.
And this, you're just going off song, Troy, or are you just like the music?
The video yeah, is amazing.
Really?
With her in the gold and everything.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not terrible. I mean,
yeah. No, I'm not going to diss it. I'm not going to diss it, but I just don't think it's. That's fine.
You kind of sounds like you're dissing.
I'm not okay.
Why don't you compliment it then? Compliment it if
I'm not gonna diss it. I'm not gonna diss it.
Because if you diss, then I'm. You know what? That's what I'm gonna also do.
Oh, so you're gonna you're gonna determine whether it's a diss.
Yeah.
Or,
okay. And then
I like that. Then yeah, if that's a diss, then it's a diss.
No, it's not a diss, but I'm just. That's a warning.
That's a warning. I love that.
You're all fuzzy, bro.
It's because he's eating and he doesn't want anybody to see him.
Oh, yeah.
He's unlike you. He doesn't want to know what he's eating.
Well, now it's just blurry. Okay, anyhow. Right.
Who's
here we
next?
Go. Chris, you are next.
Okay, I am next. And I'm going to go with, damn, this music video is so dope. It made me want to make music videos. And just because of all the cool tricks that it had and the song's awesome, I'm going to go with Everlong. And you can honestly choose so many Foo Fighters videos, but mine is Everlong Foo Fighters.
Super light for me.
Yeah. Such a good ass fucking video.
Really?
It's about nightmares, and there's so many really cool like camera tricks, costume change, quick changes, all these cool things that happen in it.
Okay. Nobody better diss this one. I'm going to go with November Rain by
The music
Rose.
Video. I'm going to super like it. It's not necessarily on my list, but I think it definitely deserves that kind of love because it was epic. It was probably one of the highest highly funded music videos at the time, for sure. Mm-hmm. It had the biggest budget ever, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good shit. Good shit.
Dean, you are next.
I come right out of the gates to go with Weezer's Buddy Holly.
Ooh.
Wow. So damn. I'm going to super like that.
Which one is it?
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly. Oh, yeah. And I'm super liking it.
This is like the, man, this era of music videos is pretty untouchable. I grew up on 80s videos, but this era was pretty damn fucking good.
Damn, has everybody used their... Oh, Jorge hasn't used his super light.
Yep, right out the gate, too.
All right, okay.
It's going to make me sad.
Troy, yeah, okay. All right. Oh, man, I'm going to kick y'all's ass with my next pick. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to have to move my next pick up because I don't want to miss out on the super light.
Yeah. All right. All right, Troy, you're next. Go ahead.
I am going to pull out a classic, and I am going with Remember the Time by Michael Jackson.
You piece of crap. You just made me drop my taco. Dude, son of a bitch.
Is that a super like?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes!
You're a piece of crap. You literally surprised me.
Damn. Okay.
Man, Troy, you suck, bro.
I'm going to go.
Diss my favorite.
It. You're going to diss it? Okay, yeah. Cool.
Why are you going to diss it?
Out of all the Michael Jackson videos, that's the worst.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You're joking.
It's one of them.
You're joking. It had Eddie Murphy. It had.
Yeah, it's just a cameo. It's a lazy video. No, they don't even do it. It's like, okay. First off, it's a lazy video because it's nothing but cameo. Secondly, you're talking me into a diss here because secondly, it's like it's just like Stargate in a way where it's like it goes to Egypt, but it doesn't really fully go there. It just halfway goes there. It's like, you know, you're on a lot. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and diss it, actually. Thank you for talking me into that.
You can waste your diss, but that's I don't see the point of a double diss.
I didn't double diss it, but I did diss it.
Yeah, you
did. Dean dissed it.
Dean dissed it too.
Oh, I guess it is a double diss. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah.
So I got a super like and a double diss. Well, I'm screwed this episode.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, shit. You would have done that to me too.
Well, I had to do it because this next pick should have been super liked, but it won't be super liked because we're out of super likes. My pick is Nevermind by Nirvana. I'm sorry, Teen Spirit. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. Apologize.
Oh, okay.
Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
I don't think Nirvana has any good music videos.
That one is definitely a good fucking music
video. I'm going to diss that, Bob.
That's so
ridiculous. I think that is a terrible video.
That doesn't mean... come on. You're the one that makes the decision here. Like, he's literally just dissing just a diss. We're talking about Smells Like Teen Spirit. Like, it's the song that blew Nirvana up. The song that blew grunge up, it started a whole fucking movement.
Yeah, that's not. If you want to talk about dissing just a diss, that's what you did with Remember the Time.
Bullshit.
Remember the Time is a huge iconic. That is up there with Vogue. That's up there with
Vogue.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Smells Like Teen Spirit is not a good music video.
That's ridiculous.
No, it is. It's a good song.
It's a great song, and it's iconic, but doesn't mean it's good.
You got
it
my diss,
just means
diss,
it's the first
right?
grunge music video. That's why it's iconic.
Jorge, you got my diss, right?
I got your diss.
Loud and clear.
What's the score right now?
Has anything ever in the history of this show been double dissed? Because I think this is one of the first.
Troy is in last place with a -1. Chris is at 0, and myself and Dean are at 1. So it sounds like we're going to be going into a tie.
We'll see. There's one more round.
Yeah.
Nobody has super light.
No.
You're right. You're right.
And everybody, only Jorge has a disc.
Well, I've already used. No, I have not used my disc. Okay.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Strategic.
So he could win. If he did what I think he should do.
Well, we'll see. Who's next?
Who's next?
Dean.
It's me.
Dean.
Yeah, I'm going with Fat Boys.
No. I'm next.
Okay. Go ahead.
Damn it. You took. All right. Here's one of mine. And the only reason why I like it was because, like, it was one of the first times I ever got to see, like, you know, this really hot, steamy music video.
Yeah.
It's by, I think his name is Chris Isaac.
Ooh. No. Yeah, Wicked Games.
With you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can taste the salt. Commercial. You can taste the salt in that video.
Yeah,
the perfume commercial.
Yeah. Come on. Don't tell me you didn't love that video.
Oh, yeah, bro. Like, I put that on my mixtape. I don't know. I was like, 12 years old maybe when I saw that for the first time? That shit instantly went on my mixtape for one day.
And he gave it, and he went on every mixtape he ever gave a girl.
That's true.
The rest of his life.
Exactly.
That is a classic mixtape song. Yes, that if I had a super like, I'd give it to you, bud.
Alrighty.
Right. But that's Chris Isaac, right?
That's yeah. right. Wicked Game by Chris Isaac.
Okay. Mine's Fatboy Slim's Weapon of Choice featuring Bootsy Collins. That is the music video where Christopher Walken dances around.
Oh, okay. Yes. That is good. That is really good.
Jorge, you dissing that?
I'm indifferent.
All right.
I'm in
so, no. Wow, you so, could no. you could win.
Not everybody, everybody's about wins and losses, bro. You say I'm most a competitive person that you know. I don't know about.
I mean,
that,
I don't
bro.
Have enough. I can't say.
Check the tape.
One of the other, tape. Like that's something that I haven't seen, so I can't. Somebody be real. And
somebody
say
else cares about L's. Not me, man. I'm just here for the fun of it, the love of it. Somebody else is throwing disses out.
I'd rather go toe to toe.
Yeah, whatever. Let's go toe to toe. Okay, so wait, we got one more round.
Yeah, this is one more round. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
Troy, you're up.
I hope for sudden death because I love the brutal sudden death song.
So it's hard. So dope. You know what? I'm gonna go with "I Don't Want to Miss a Thing" by Aerosmith.
Oh, I hate that song.
The music video is just clips of the movie.
Yeah, I skip it.
No, it's great. I love that movie.
I skip it every time I can.
But it's not a music video.
No, it's not. It's a trailer. It's a trailer. I mean, it is, but
that's like me saying my favorite music video is Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm. Then Brass Monkey.
Nope, you can't.
That's not how this works, man. You got to make choices in life.
If I had two more disses, I would give them both.
Those choices in life have consequences.
Bro, you almost got me to diss that sign. I feel bad. All right, go ahead.
That would have been awesome. That would have been so epic. All right.
I almost dissed that.
All right. My last pick is the quintessential Beastie Boys video, Sabotage. Okay. It's the one, man. Inspired Manzana, I think, on some level for sure. It's a great, like, action 80s cop show tribute. Sabotage.
Okay. Yeah. I would super like that.
Yeah.
I know this is going to sound very golly, so kitty bop.
Oh, I love it.
But I think she was awesome. Talk about Britney Spears, baby, one more time.
Oh, I would so super fucking like that if I had a super light.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the best Britney video is Toxic.
Toxic is the best video.
Yeah, because she's fucking sexy as fuck in that video.
Well, she's like that in all her videos, but mm-hmm. Toxic's the...
I'm a slave for you.
Good one. Yep.
Okay.
I'm just trying to hide it.
Dean, go ahead. Go ahead, Dean.
So, let's see. I am going to go with Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal.
Ooh.
No, that was in the 80s.
Ooh.
That's in the 80s.
Check the time. Check the
Yeah.
That was 1989, I think. 1988.
Close, but no cigar. There was a young Joe Pesci. Mm-hmm. The only time young Joe Pesci was ever been on film.
So is that a diss? Can we diss?
No, get out of here.
Oh, but he made a choice.
Get out of here.
Choice, and he gets to choose again. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll stay.
All right.
This fucking guy.
He made a choice. No, he stuck with that choice.
We're still going into overtime.
We'll still go to overtime. But yep.
You make your choice. You're right.
Yeah.
He made his choice.
All right. You made his choice.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, hold on a second. Let me call it. All right.
Oh, yeah. Who's flipping? Who's calling it? Troy, am I calling or are you calling? You called last time, motherfucker.
Troy gets to call it. Hold on a second.
Fine.
Oh, you can call it.
Oh, we both do it.
Okay.
We both do it, remember?
All right, count three. One, two, three.
Tails.
Heads.
We can't see it. It's blurry.
We can't see it.
Just tell
us. It says tails.
Yeah, sucker. All right. Your fate is in my hands. Play the music.
All right. Okay.
Sudden death. Sudden
I think both people should be able to do.
Sudden death.
Okay.
Death.
All right, so I'm going to say... I'm going to say, even though I hate this guy...
Play to my like abilities.
No, that's probably not. Oh, my God.
Put him on the spot, Dean. Jump him.
Oh, God, no.
Jump him.
Oh, my God.
Jump him.
Jesus Christ.
Get him, Dean.
I can't believe this is happening to me again.
Go first.
He's freezing up, Dean.
You can jump him.
You get the win. Do it.
I get the last word. I'm going to wait.
You're going to wait. He's patient. Okay. He's patient.
All right. I am going to. All right. You know what? I said it before. Like I said, I'm thinking about the iconic videos. Yeah. I'm going to go with Vogue Madonna. Ooh,
okay. Vogue Madonna. Love it. Pointy titties. Yep.
Time out. Was that 90s or 80s?
Look, you 90s. Know, it's definitely in the 90s. But look it up. But it's in the 90s. I think it's in the 90s.
Yeah, it's somebody definitely looked 90s. That up.
No, we're gonna, it's the 90s for sure.
I Vogue was the 90s, yes.
Yes.
1990, barely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw that. I went to the Oscar De La Renta is the one that came up with that corset, pointy corset bra. And I saw that at the I don't know what art museum in Dallas it was, but it was really cool.
Awesome. So, Dean?
Yeah, I know. I'm just waiting on him. Let's go.
You can't pick it. You got to do it from memory.
It's Tonight by the Smashing
Pumpkins. Ooh, Tonight by the Smashing Pumpkins versus Vogue. These are two very different music videos.
One, well, my unofficial vote.
Get the fuck out of here, Troy.
I get an out of here, bro. Vote.
You don't want to be a part of it.
I get an unofficial vote. I get an unofficial vote, and I vote for Jorge.
Okay, so Vogue plays to my, my adolescent, perviness, I guess. And then you have Tonight that plays into my adolescent, hopeless romantic emo-ness.
It's the music video, not the song.
Yeah, it's what it means to me, bro. I'm the one that gets to choose. Your fate is in my hands.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that is true. Tell him, Chris. You fucking
and
tell
so him. I am going to choose because of that. You disrespected me.
Oh, horrible.
I'm just kidding. I'm gonna go with Tonight. That's really the one.
What? Oh, you suck,
I love it. No,
man.
It's a remake of
the very first movie.
Yeah, the very first movie ever made. So yeah, I really like that pick.
To the show's head, Jorge, because I chose you.
Yeah, well,
I know.
Well, that's how fate happens. That's how it goes on this, the show of shows, dude. Three of a kind. No one ever leaves happy. Blood is shed. Relationships are put
this
on strain.
This is the bloodiest segment.
The best of Smashing Pumpkins and Beastie Boys, and then I'm going to turn it into a super mix.
Ooh, I love that. Love that.
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
Well, boys, that was another awesome show.
Honorable mention is Black Hole Sun.
Yes.
Black Hole Sun.
There's so many, man. Michelle Gondry has a ton of them. Really badass music video director with really cool like effects and all of them.
Just so everybody knows, four of the videos chosen were directed by Spike Jonze.
Bet. That's so dope. Heck yeah, boys, 81 in the can. Thank you so much for listening and following. Please, if you haven't already gone to our YouTube page and subscribe, please do that. Like us on Facebook so you can catch all the episodes. This is our whole discography, I guess. What do you call it? Discography? I don't know. Our whole catalog of episodes are available on Facebook Mobile, so check that out. As soon as the show drops at midnight on Wednesdays, it hits your Facebook Mobile app and gives you. So if you subscribe, you already get it downloaded to your phone, and you can catch us on YouTube. Same thing. If you subscribe there, they'll give you alerts when our episodes drop. They usually drop sometime Wednesday during the day. The podcast always drops at midnight, so be there, be square. Cool. Thank you so much. Yes. Appreciate it.
Yes, I'll miss you guys next week. So think of me.
Will do.
Have positive vibes.
Where are you going next? Thank you so much.
Going to McAllen.
They don't have internet there.
They don't.
All right, guys.
Bye, guys.
All right, peace.
Adios.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Hi, this is Randy with Big Salinas Barbecue. Just wanted to tell you we now have our award-winning barbecue sauce for sale. We have been cooking up delicious barbecue and sauce since 2014. You can now purchase a bottle at BigSalinasBarbecue.com or visit Chart 380, Joe's Meat Market, Outdoor Grill Sales, Mushak's Meat Market, or the barbecue store to pick up a bottle today. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Big Salinas Barbecue.
Hey, it's me again. You know what I love? Pop culture and nonsense. It's so fun. I found a podcast that has pop culture and nonsense. And the podcast is so fun. I love it. And I think you will too, if you like those two things that I have previously mentioned. Pop culture and nonsense. The podcast is called Good Vibes, and it comes out every Wednesday. I think you will enjoy it most assuredly. It's on the Good Podcast Network, if you know what I'm saying.
Every Wednesday, wherever you get your favorite podcast.